Port Adelaide, they did what they had to do against the spirited Brisbane side. Vossie joins us now to talk about the match. Vossie, welcome to the show.
Gentlemen.
Hey. Hang on, just before we get into the deep teeth, there, don't we just a little segue there, Vossie? You're not a real true redhead, but are you? It's not a real red, is it?
I think, I don't know how to answer that. I would say redhead status is well and truly confirmed on my behalf.
Strawberry blonde? Yeah. I think
that's what I'm saying, the strawberry blonde.
Okay, let's...
Strawberry blonde on top and red down below, so I reckon that makes you a redhead.
Yep.
Okay, so the curtains don't match the carpet.
They said they do. Let's get out of this. I'm feeling awkward. Let's start with some positives. Paddy Ryder, he was sensational in the ruck in the first half, then went forward and kicked a couple of goals in the second half of the game. That's really pleasing.
He's been enormous throughout the whole year. I think everyone's been really impressed with what he's offered this year, and he had some uncertainty coming into the season, but he's just played really strong and been not just competitive, but been able to get on top of his opposition ruckman week after week. So being able to get forward first use, but then be able to put him forward and kick a couple of goals, it's a really nice thing to have.
Mm. Are you trying to manipulate that a bit more? Are you getting him forward?
Oh, we've tried to. We're quite happy for Jacko to come into the ruck. I mean, he obviously played a fair amount of time in there last year, and the mids were able to get the work around him, and he brings a sort of different energy at ground level. You know, Paddy's pretty good in that area also, and we hope that it also challenges the defence a little bit differently and gets a slightly different matchup. And on this occasion, it paid dividends in both fronts. Mm.
Having a look at that forward line of yours, you got an Essendon and R. Gray, you got a Need and Impey, a Young. At times, Boakey runs through there. Well, he does. Well, he's that half forward up. The balance of that, toward the end, I saw Impey went back. Are you going to, continue that sort of match up or
balance
of that forward group?
Oh, well, I think it's really important. I mean, every coach will talk about having a second position to play at, and it's not just to give you flexibility as a football team. I think it's more just as much to do that if you don't feel like that you're getting as much of the ball in one area, you can go into another and have an impact. And we've probably grown that over the last few years without too many people taking too much notice. But the fact that you can flip your team around, whether that's Tringrove in the ruck and Paddy Ryder forward, or whether that's Impey back and then putting Broadbent through midfield, they've all had exposure in those particular areas.
Brett Eddy is another one. If you wanted to go for a bit of a different look, he offers something a bit different in your forward line. Is he close to getting a bit more exposure throughout the year?
Oh, well, I think one of the things that he's done in particular this week is that we played a very strong opposition in Sturt, and he acquitted himself very, very well. So even though the team performance wasn't as good as we'd hoped, he certainly was able to impact the scoreboard and had a, was able, kick six, I think it was.
Yep.
So that's a big day. For anyone, he's been working on some other things we expect from him with his, his defensive actions, as every coach will say in the forward line, he's certainly put a strong case forward for sure.
40-point win, you can do no more than that. How did you assess the game? I was interested with Ken. He said, "Oh, look, we're not playing at our best, but it's a 40-point win, Vossie."
And
Brisbane were terrible. They ball in hand, they were quite sharp, quite skillful.
They were impressive, weren't they? I mean, if you looked at their game last week and had a real close look at them, as we do, I mean, they challenged Fremantle in a lot of areas, and they were able to just steamroll Fremantle last week, and so we knew that they'd come in with some real confidence into their game. And as you said, they were really good with the ball in their hands. They hit the targets when they needed to, and we just had to make sure that we brought the pressure, and our pressure was good enough to put them under a bit of heat and for us to score the going the other way. So, like you said, every single game that you play against, to win by 40 points, you take that every day.
Beams, just the 20 possessions. Rockcliffe, 15. Was that a team responsibility, or did you have specific roles for those guys?
No, there's a bit of team responsibility. I mean, Ebo had the match-up, if you want to call it a specific responsibility around Beams.
Mm.
Knowing where he's going and keeping track of him, he was able to do that. Rockcliffe was a little bit the same. So we just sort of, I guess they're their major ball winners, but you know, like anything, when you have a few good players in the opposition, one sneaks out underneath you, and not that he sneaks out underneath you, but Zorko had a pretty good game. But I think when you look at the collective mix of the midfield, you know, we're pretty happy with what we got in the end.
So just on Ebert, it's an absolute luxury for a midfield coach like yourself to have someone who is in really good form and getting a whole heap of footy, but plays in a way it's reasonably accountable that you can put him on a really good player for the opposition as well.
Yeah, who would have thought there's accountable midfielders out there, Vic?
No such thing.
Look, I think he's wasn't one of my strengths, but certainly they exist, I'm told. So, but yeah, I think that's what he offers us so much, Ebo, and he probably gets missed in the pile of when players get talked about at our club. But he's been, you know, enormous in the role that he's played for us this year, and you know, he doesn't have to be a player that's going to get 34 possessions a week for us. But if he can limit the influence of a midfielder and then in transition work off him and then get back to him and challenge him in that space, I mean, many would argue that's probably how you need to play midfield. Mm. And I think he really does it in an honest way.
Where do you sit as a philosophy with that, I don't know, call him a tagger, a caller, a run with? You know, you set a player for another player. Is it coming back into vogue?
Oh, I think there's still space for it. I think what most teams will do from just, you know, doing my own opposition analysis on a week-to-week basis, they'll come in as planned. They might have someone they're keeping an eye on to just make sure they don't get out of control. But, you know, as the game requires, they'll go to someone who they can, you know, make sure that they can limit their influence. Or if he's on fire, you know, can you stop his influence for a little while? So, most teams come in as planned, but there is obviously an exception in some instances, depending on the player you're playing against, like a Dangerfield, for example.
There's a lot of external talk about Boakey and his role. We spoke to him last week. I don't know, you want to call it the high half forward, the number seven, the extra midi, the role he plays. Is there a spot for him in the midfield? What are the reasons? Vossi, you pick the team as far as midfield goes. Why he's not in there more?
Because he's really bloody good at what he's doing.
So you rate that more highly than a midfield role?
Oh, not necessarily in terms of just like, does he get exposure in there? I mean, Boakey will always have some time in there, but his role that he's played, unfortunately, doesn't get spoken as highly as what it needs to. And some of the running he's done and his connection that he's given us through midfield has been fantastic. And, you know, and he's really sort of formed himself. You know, he sees that as, you know, a general role of his that he can get his teeth stuck into. And he understands the value that it brings our football team. And I only heard parts of that discussion last week, but you know, I guess the last couple of weeks he's probably been down a little bit. But you know, if you had to take a snapshot across his whole year, we've been really impressed with what he's been able to bring to our team.
Okay, there's not a knock in his game through the midfield or his ball delivery.
Absolutely not. I think it's using your best players in your best positions, and you know, and he's been able to do a bit of both. You know, he's got well and truly enough experience to spend time in midfield. But, you know, his ability to be able to get out contest to contest and, you know, reset back forward, you know, is as good as you get in the competition. And we just have to make sure that we can maximise him as best we possibly can in that role.
Mm. Robbie Gray was an inch away from having an unbelievable match. He kicked 2-4, had 4 assists. To me, from the naked eye, it looked like he moved as well as I've seen him this year.
I think he's got some continuity in his training, and that's been the biggest thing. And I understand there's been a lot of discussion around him about whether he's right or whether he's not. The biggest thing that he's been able to enjoy in the last probably 5 to 6 weeks is he's had some continuity in his training, and as a result, he's probably becoming more consistent, you know, quarter to quarter and throughout games. So if he's able to string a few more together, look out in competition, because I think he's sort of just starting to get warmed up, which is a bit of a scary thought.
Vossi, before we let you go, Darren Burgess, a big blow to lose him, but you've got to take the opportunities when they present. How good is he from your perspective?
I mean, probably the thing that is in front of him, the decision that he's ultimately got to make, is obviously a tremendous opportunity for him. And, and he's clearly been spoken a lot about the impact he's had at this football club. And, and he's really, I guess, with this playing group and from what they talked to me about, was just as really taught them how to work as a football team and really taught them how to train and get the most out of themselves. So he's had a really big impact, and I guess the next thing for us is that we've got a few people downstairs with PhDs and have been learning from him for quite a while. So while he might be missing, he certainly left a really strong mark and some really strong capability in the people that are here.
Well done, Vossi. Got Collingwood Saturday afternoon, MCG, another rock solid challenge. Thanks for your time.
No worries. Thanks, guys.
Well done, Vossi.
You're right. He's the midfield boss. He'll be watching a bit of videotape of Treloar and Pendlebury and Sidebottom. I reckon they've got a pretty strong midfield. That'd be great to see how Port Adelaide go against them.